not a movie guy. I wear my shoes inside. Well, it's been a while, so put your hands together and let's grow together. Yeah, let's grow forever.
Welcome to Hand in the Dirt, a gardening podcast about football. And really, folks, this is a lifestyle podcast, and you're going to get a dose of our lifestyle today, at least my lifestyle. Stephen Hartzell, how are you doing?
I'm great. Super excited to be here. We got a lot of very exciting announcements coming up over the next hour and 45 minutes, so a lot to get to.
Michael Cerber, a.k.a. L underscore Cerberino. Vocalist and guitarist for the Killer Ants, Ants with a Z, or if you're like a Canadian or an Australian or a New Zealander.
Yeah. Kiwi.
Maybe you say Zed.
Yep.
How are you?
I'm good. Good to hear from you. Glad you made it home safe.
Made it home safe. We got home. Checkout was 10 o'clock at the... So I went to the mountains. We will talk about this in detail very soon. But checkout was 10. We left 10:15-ish. Audacity, if you don't stop popping up on my fucking computer acting like somebody needs to talk to you, I will
shout
fucking,
out Audacity.
I fucking hate this program. It won't let my computer shut down and it won't quit.
Tough.
Not great.
But checkout was 10. We left at about 10:15. And we got home from Blowing Rock. We got home at, we're home at like 12:15.
What do you take home from
321? 321
which is kind
to
of
85.
321's a bit harrowing coming down the mountain, ain't it? I've heard.
It's not that bad. It's not as bad as like going across.
Yeah.
Going across,
I don't
is
like
terrible.
40, so, and I don't like yeah, 40 coming saying. Down the mountain. I much prefer, like, we found a new way to the mountains. I think I might talk about that last week, but we found a new way to the mountains, and that's what we're gonna do now instead of 40 because it only added 20 minutes.
But so this took away that extra, like, this was just straight. You,
yep.
45 to 85 south, which seems kind of counterintuitive, but then you get 321 and you go straight up.
Yeah.
And we got there. House is beautiful. You know what wasn't beautiful? The air conditioned situation.
Most was mountain houses don't have central AC.
This one does.
Okay.
But guess what it wasn't doing?
Working.
Yes.
Oh, what was the temperature in the house, Felder?
Hello, Michael.
80, 81. It was cooler. I was taking a drink, and I know people don't want to hear me swallow.
Yeah. You know what I got to say to that? Hey, people.
Deal with it.
Calm down. It's okay.
Yeah. Sound a little tired, man. You need like some coffee
tired?
Or maybe like a little cheer wine or something.
Well, hang on.
You think I'm a little tired?
You need like some yerba mate or some shit?
Follow up. What happened when you got home?
Did you wake up, man?
Just the peaceful, normal transition to home?
No, my mother-in-law's here.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
No, it's not awesome.
Does she listen to the show?
If you just put a blank sheet of computer paper, right? And wrote down the name of our show and said, can you find this? The answer is no.
Speaking of computer paper, I've got a confession.
Okay.
Well, I have one too.
Well, real quick, take your mother-in-law's phone.
From the office?
Take your mother-in-law's phone and subscribe her to the show, okay?
No.
Please.
No.
Why don't you do that, first of all?
Don't do that.
Second of all.
Hang on. Through what?
Through what do you mean? Through what? Through Apple Podcasts? Through Spotify?
So you think that she has that on her phone?
Does she have an Apple phone? It's preloaded.
I don't know what phone she has.
Preloaded with podcasts. Back to my confession. You ready
for
this? She has
no, there's no way.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I've been stealing printer paper from the office. Not a lot.
You have, you fucking monster.
Not a lot. Just the occasional pack of, like, whatever it is, 500 sheets.
Pack?
A ream?
Pack?
Is it a ream?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been, I've probably taken, like, 2 reams over the last 6 months.
For what?
My wife works from home.
That is not.
Do you know how cheap they are on Amazon?
Do you know how cheap they are when I just take them from the break room?
So you're going back to your old ways in a big way.
Listen, this is just me amongst friends. We've all been there. Okay.
No, we haven't all been there.
Hang on. There are people listening. Hang on. Listen.
I never stole anything from them.
There are people listening to this right now who are looking over on the desk. And they've got they've got a Scotch tape dispenser, and they're like, you know what? This is not mine. It's mine now.
I'm starting to realize who opened up my NFL Matchbox set that I had and took matches out of there. I'm starting to understand who did it.
That wasn't me.
Starting to make sense to me.
That wasn't me. I don't take people's personal belongings. This is office supplies.
Well, if they're in the dumpster, you'll take them.
There's somebody listening to this right now who's got one of those really nice swing line staplers, and they know that they didn't pay for that.
I have one.
They took
a swing line.
They took it from the office.
I've got a red swing line that I paid for. I bought it on the internet.
I was going to say, I bought mine.
Dry erase markers, white dry erase boards.
I don't have
I have all those.
The
all
really
the
nice
whiteout
tape. The oops. It's called correction tape. It's not even whiteout. It's just the lines.
Hang on. Hartzell, do you not relish the opportunity to go to the school supply section at the store and like just, you know, bop around and see if there's anything you need to pick up for yourself?
Sure. I go to Staples every now and then.
What, and steal?
No.
Why should I believe you? Give me
because
one
not,
reason
because
I shouldn't.
I, those days
because
are
you're
over.
Not a thief.
You literally just said that
those things aren't happening.
No, these are office supplies. Look, it's me just it's just talking.
Okay,
to
hang
buddies.
On. What's the difference between office supplies and school supplies?
Well, office supplies are at my place of employment. So mm-hmm. I'm not going into a store where there's law enforcement and metal detectors and all kind. Well, not metal detectors. You know what I'm talking about. The things by the door. I've done nothing wrong.
There's
here.
Law enforcement
just,
at the Staples,
bro. Like, man, you know these stakes are high, dude. Printer cartridges. Have you seen what they're charging for those things these days?
Why would you not just back down from the bold-faced lie you said instead of doubling down?
What's the lie? I don't understand.
There's no police at the Staples.
Man, there could be. They could call them. Nobody's going to call the police because I took a ream of paper.
I'm going to call the police right now. Are you
don't,
at the office?
Don't do that. Yes, I'm in the office. Don't do that.
Because you know it's not right. You've stolen.
I'm borrowing.
On the day the CEO comes into the office, you make this confession.
I had to get it off my chest.
That's what you should say. You felt bad. No. Felder, you know what it is? The CEO is coming in today to the office.
No one's paying attention.
But there's no way he could have faced that man knowing what he'd done to him.
Oh, please. We've all been working remotely for the better part of 5 years. I mean, come on. Let's just face facts here. Your boy's been grinding in the office. Blood, sweat, and tears.
They're wasting money. You can work from home, and they're wasting money on all this real estate.
Not on me, man. I'm in here grinding. Y'all know. Y'all know. Check my IP address right now, man. I'm locked in.
You were listening to the Big Steve Hour before we started this show, guaranteed.
Love the Big Steve Hour. If you know about the Big Steve Hour, please call in and let us know. Please. 336-448-3607. I've got that memorized now. I just did that off the top of my dome.
How about Bobby Smith throwing on the Grateful Dead? Felder, yesterday
you're
we
reading
played
it
golf.
Off the
we,
page.
I'm not on the page. Check the doc. I'm not even on there.
I am on the doc and I see you.
No, you don't.
Are you sure
I'm not
that's
there.
Not me?
That's Serber. I'm in here now.
Oh, that's Serbs.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, now he's there. Now he's there. I see him now.
You're right.
He's got the De Niro.
Let's not forget about our announcements, boys. Let's not get sidetracked here. We got a lot to cover, not a ton of time.
What do you have to announce?
We have a live show coming up in a couple weeks. I think that's a big deal.
Do.
It's a big deal. We're returning to Raleigh. We're going to be there on Friday, August 22nd.
Not Raleigh. Cary.
Okay.
Cary.
Fine. If you know, you know. Cary is a very bougie suburb of Raleigh.
It's not the same.
But we will be there. I need specifics on the location, so hang on while I pull that up, unless Felder, you already have it.
I don't. I'm doing the voicemails right now.
Golly, dude.
You were the one that was gunning to get to the announcements, and you weren't even prepared to do the full announcement.
No, I thought we were all in the same boat here. Hang on.
We didn't talk ahead of time. You just assumed.
The name of the location is Bond Brothers. It is a brewery and like a bar, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Friday, August 22nd, we will be there. It's $10 to get in, okay? That's peanuts, dude. You're going to spend $80 on beer. So break us off 10, come in, hang out, and enjoy the show. Matt Brown will be there from Extra Points.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure that the Split Zone guys are going to be in the vicinity because they got their big thing on Saturday.
Yeah.
We're the
little things.
Socialites, dignitaries, and beautiful women. Come hang out with us, okay? Just come hang out with us in Cary on Friday night, August 22nd. Cheap tickets. I've been told, a little birdie told me, that there might be some Hit D swag that's available for purchase.
There's going to be some swag.
There will be absolutely. Some swag.
Stuff we all get.
There will be a live show that may or may not be recorded. So
if
you're there, Serbs, you're there.
Serbs?
Yeah?
Shout out to you for saying what it is. Most people don't know that.
They don't know that, yeah.
What is it?
What swag means. Do you know what swag means?
I just said it. What does it mean?
I didn't hear you because you were talking.
Didn't hear him. So we're asking you, what does swag mean?
It stands for something.
Oh,
it stands for something.
I did not know that it stood for something. Sorry.
Felder, point proven.
Exactly.
Okay.
Stuff we all get.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
That's why they call them swag bags.
Bang.
Thank you.
Like if you go to the Grammys or the Oscars, or you go to, even if you go to like a nice party and they have gift bags, stuff we all get.
Very good.
It's different than having swagger or even having swag. It's stuff we all get.
Or Riz, as the kids like to say.
That's short for charisma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Riz. And your boy's jacked up with Riz.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. I have. You seemed a little verklempt before the show started.
Oh, I was upset and angry and tired. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm getting activated again.
Yeah. What are you making him mad for?
But my Riz never changes. My Riz is operating at least an 8.5 level out of 10.
Okay. Well,
I just need to real quick, boys. Hang on. Let me just. Okay. Continue.
Well, if you want to be around Felder's Riz and Aura, come hang out with us on Friday, August 22nd. Bond Brothers, Cary, North Carolina.
Yeah. Here's my plan. Oh, shit.
Dude, you need Uh-oh. To. Man, God, dude. Damn, you sound like Chris Berman. Seriously, you sound like Chris Berman doing the home run.
You can't make the same joke.
Well, yes, I can, because somebody's listening to the show. They didn't listen to last week's.
Yeah. Well, I am just very like.
You sound like you've got like gravy and giblets like stuck in your esophagus.
Oh, yeah. I love gravy and giblets.
Because.
Rinse it out, man.
I can't rinse it out. I have to cough it out, and I have to
wait
until the later part of the day.
Have you been yelling? Like, why have you lost your? Like, why are you so stressed and strained, bro?
Do you want to know why?
Yeah, you just spent a weekend in the mountains, or like you know, a lovely time.
That's not
mountain air, elevation, sunsets,
hot mountain air,
waterfalls, tubing.
No, jeans. No.
Maybe some oil and acrylic on the back porch, like a little canvas painting?
No.
I think Felder might be a good painter if he did paint.
I think Felder could be good at anything if he wanted to.
Well, aren't you a decent artist, Felder? Drawing?
Yes,
can't you draw? Yeah, I thought you could draw. Yeah.
I do. And my mom has several of my like pieces of artwork hung up like in the in her house.
From like recently or from like sixth grade?
From like high school.
Yeah.
Like I had my art that was like featured like downtown when it used to be the like First Union building.
Nice.
Like I can do, it's a thing. I don't.
He's not an artist, but he can do art.
Yeah. And like my wife is like very much like, she's more of the like hippy dippy granola. I'm an artist. Right. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you do know that I could be way better at this than you. And I, but anyways, to the point, it, for me, I have to get warmed up for the day.
Okay.
It's 9:50 in the morning. Okay. I just got back from Harris Teeter. I'm not warmed up for the day. Not yet. When I get up at 6 and take my kid to school and come back, those are the days that I'm warmed up. When I get a little bonus time to sleep in, I'm not warmed up. So this is me not fully warmed up. You will hear me over the course of the show be warmed up. I know that I'm gravelly right now.
Sounds good.
I had a conference call yesterday.
Sound like Tom Waits.
Yeah, a little bit like Nick Nolte, Tom Waits.
Do you have the voicemails?
I mean, I do now because you sent them 6 minutes ago. We've been on the air for 20 minutes, but yeah.
But here's the thing.
Why are you doing this?
It's fine. I don't care. I had a conference. So I drive home. Hang on, I have to cough.
By the way, I need to clear up a misconception. I'll get to that after Felder's story time.
I packed the car.
Uh-huh.
So, first, okay, look, let's go from start to finish.
Let's.
We were in the mountains from Monday to Thursday.
Sounds awesome. Just that right there sounds awesome.
Not bad.
We drove up Monday. We had to drive back Thursday.
That's usually how that works, yeah.
Wednesday, I was like, Wednesday, I said, you know what? I'm going to pack the car. And my wife looked at me like I was a psycho. She's like, why would you pack the car up right now? And I was like, because we have to leave tomorrow. Checkout time is 10 a.m.
Why are you whispering?
I'm not. I don't have to whisper anymore. She just left. So it's like, she's like, why would you pack the car up at 10 in the morning on Wednesday and put everything away if we don't leave until 10 in the morning on Thursday? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you sound like Louis Armstrong right now with your voice, man. I just can't.
There's nothing I can do about it, man. It's my body.
Why are you hung up on this?
Hang on. Let's take a sidebar.
Well, Felder sounds like Joe Cocker at Woodstock. I'm just trying to figure out why
Now I'm activated. Let me take a sidebar. How do you think I was able to go to the bathroom in a house with three kids stomping around upstairs?
For 4 days? Yes, I do.
You think I was able to go to the bathroom?
Yes, I do.
One time.
You sound like Rod Stewart right now, man. You really do.
Once. One time I was able to go to the bathroom.
Hey, Felder, just real quick break. Sing bed like she's got Betty Davis eyes, real quick.
She's got Betty Davis eyes.
It's like you should harness this power while it's here.
Yeah, I agree.
We can move on now.
Why don't you sing some Aerosmith? You sound like Steven Tyler right now.
No!
That's good.
One time in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
So that's why you sound like Macy Gray right now? Because you pooped once in 4 days?
I try to walk away and I stumble.
I ain't messing with no green goblins.
Y'all got to get licking up to do your job.
Seriously, give me the Al Pacino speech from Any Given Sunday right now. You sound just like
I don't know. I don't know that one.
You got to fight. For that inch.
I'm just telling you, like,
go to the Cadillac.
I'm tired. Like, I am. They're gone. They're going. So let me just get to the end of this.
Why don't you pinch a loaf right now, man? Me and Serbs can hold this down for a little while.
I can't.
He'll know
that will happen later. So here's what's going on.
I'm done with the gravelly voices, by the way. I've emptied the clip. That's all I got.
So here's what's going on with me and my body.
Yeah, your body sounds like it's in a dark place.
Well, it's a wonderland. I'm trying to pack the car Wednesday because I don't want to have to pack the car Thursday morning before 10.
You weren't going to throw out Harvey Fierstein?
Oh, that's a good one, Harvey Fierstein. It's very different than Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, not the same. No, not the same guy.
No. 21. No. 22, actually, if you want to clean that one up. Post.
Don't clean. No, leave that
why?
In.
Why? No, we're differentiating the two. Harvey Fierstein, funny guy. I see a picture of him right here with blue nail polish. Kind of, if fellas wearing blue nail polish right now, he basically is Harvey Fierstein.
Orange, but yes.
There you go. Gator colors.
What happens is I actually do start packing the car at night. Pack the car at night. Gold. We're golden. All I have to do is get the cooler and the two suitcases in the car, and we can just freaking ludicrous style roll out. You know what I'm saying?
Top, back, yeah.
That's not that. Sitting on... Oh, yeah, you're right. Top back, yeah. Sitting on 20s, the top back. So much money. Can't stop that. Roll out. Roll out.
Classic. Mm-hmm.
Now, who didn't pack their car the night before?
Your guests. Or your the other family.
The host. Children. They actually hosted us. Although I did make every single dinner.
Well, that's what you wanted. So let's not act like you were put out by that.
I wasn't put out by that. That's what I wanted.
Yes. You know what I mean? So that doesn't get to go into the bad column.
We will get to the wants and the needs in a second.
Jeez. Always juking the stats, man.
The husband had a work call. That started at 9. We have to leave at 10. Started at 9. Call's not going great. The wife is doing all of the packing. Because they didn't pack up the night before. So now what am I doing?
Was this a planned work call or an unexpected work call?
It was an additional work call.
Mm. Yeah, this is poor planning.
That went longer poor than planning. Expected.
Yeah, yeah. Poor planning. So now your anxiety's kicking in. You're starting to sweat.
No. What am I doing? So I've already packed my car. So what am I doing next?
Not pooping.
No, not that. Mm-mm. What am I doing next?
Oh, you're packing their car.
I'm bringing all their bags and stuff out, yes.
Oh, what?
Yeah. I would...
Yeah. I'm not complaining about it. I'm not saying it was a major task. It's a thing that I was like, she needs help. I'm going to help her. She's a small lady. Like, a very small lady. Like, I'm going to guess 5'2".
Small hands. 5'3".
Smell of cabbage.
And I was like, there's no way she can get this stuff outside.
Connie's.
Was it like being a first aid person where you have to ask if you can treat them? Like, did you ask to help? Or did
Are you talking
just
about
do
an
it?
EMT?
Well, if you're first aid certified.
A first aid person?
I was just. I just passed my first aid certification.
No. Hartzell is correct.
You have to ask. The first thing is that you're supposed to ask for permit. Are you choking?
Can I help you?
Are you choking? Yes. May I help you? And if they say no, oh well.
Let them die.
No, you let them pass out, and then consent is implied.
Yes, exactly. Like that happened to me. Did I tell you about this? Did I tell you about this? That happened to me at a Knights game.
You were choking or someone else was choking?
A lady hit her head on the concrete in the concourse. And people are looking at her, and I was like, we need to help this lady.
Yeah.
Tap, shout, tap.
Yeah. And then told the security guard to go get their actual, like, medical people.
Mm-hmm.
But
did you begin chest meantime, compressions or?
I did inline stabilization.
Solid.
My friend who was there with me, she's a doctor. And so she was like, she was doing like pulse. She did all like the vitals. And then she was about to start CPR, but she was like, I don't even need to do CPR. She's breathing. And she was like, what we have to do is we got to get like her, like we got to get the, like she had on Spanx. And so she had on Spanx. It was 100 degrees outside. The only thing she had to eat was a salad for the day.
Yeah.
And then you mix that in with beer or wine or whatever. And she just passed out. And I was worried about like the neck situation. My friend was, what she does is she's a therapist for like eating disorders. And she's like, I recognize the signs of like someone that's, they're not properly like, what do you call it? Energized.
They're malnourished.
Malnourished, yes. She's like, you hold her head to make sure that she doesn't do any more damage like to her neck because she just fell slapped down on the ground. And then the medics came and they had, you know, the scissors and they just cut the Spanx off of her and her body was like, and she took this huge deep breath and Kristen had gone to go get her. Her kids were there and Kristen was like moving the kids away so they didn't get to see all of this. And the kids found the dad and the dad was, you know what the dad was the most worried about?
It's going to be bad.
That people might see his wife with no like pants on.
Yeah.
You know what people could have seen?
Her die.
Her die.
Your dead wife.
Yeah, but as soon as I to just jump in here, as soon as he realized she was going to be okay and she was going to live, he was like, "If I
he didn't realize her without that. Pants he wasn't on, there she's for, no, he wasn't okay. there for any of that."
I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt of like this: she's going to live if she knows that I let people see her pantsless. I'm the one that's going to catch hell for that.
No, fuck that. No, no.
Yeah, but he hadn't seen any of this. He
didn't
like,
come up. He didn't.
All
no,
he heard
no.
was they cut her pants off.
Dude, no. Fuck no. Because this guy comes up from the bleachers where he's just watching a minor league baseball game. Comes up. Doesn't ask about the head wound that she has. Doesn't ask about her breathing. Doesn't ask about how she fell. Doesn't ask about any of those things. He's just pants. Worried that other people might see her. Getting her Spanx cut off. Even though that's one of the things that might have contributed to saving her fucking life.
Yeah.
He doesn't ask about anything. He doesn't talk to me. He doesn't talk to Ashley. He does not talk to the medics. He doesn't talk to us about what happened, what should I do next, any of that. He's just worried that his passed out wife, who is bleeding from her head. He's worried about, well, they pulled her dress up and cut off her tights that are her shapewear.
Yeah. People are strange, especially in stressful situations.
I don't know, man. Like, if your wife, if Hartzell, if your wife, if they smashed their head into concrete on a super hot day, and the thing that works is somebody has like cut their bra off or do whatever, what's your first question going to be?
I mean, safety. Are they alive? Are they breathing? Are they okay?
Right.
But that's, you know, that's.
I want to point out that's separated from the situation. It's like people. I wasn't there. You were there, so you'd have to tell me. But like some people, if they could be in shock in that moment and not have the reaction that you would expect, withdrawn from it. You know what I mean?
I think he was just super callous.
Sure.
That's what I think. Like,
yeah, but I do think I do think it's easier to say, like, well, if that had happened to me, I would have asked to Hartzell, who was kind of unsure in that moment. Like, I would feel like, well, I would say the same thing. Like, is she alive? Is she okay? What?
Right.
But I don't know, man. If I'm immediately in shock and panic, like, I would be in shock and panic for my wife. So I don't exactly know how that situation goes. Like, I could even be the situation, like, is she okay? They say, we don't know. And then I, honestly, like, if there are medical professionals there, I'm asking if I can help. And if they don't say that I can, I'm stepping back and, like, right. letting the people who best sure. can take care of my wife. But, like, yeah, the idea that this guy would just come and be like, wait, you cut her pants off? And then that's it.
That's what I'm saying. She had on a dress. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was trying to get to. She had on a dress. Push the dress up. She had on Spanx. I don't know if you guys know what Spanx are, but they are like, it's shapewear. I'm not judging anyone for wearing them. All I'm saying is that it is very, like, restrictive.
Mm-hmm.
It's like compression wear.
Yeah, they also make, like, pants and, like, normal clothes. But, yes, I understand. That's how they came to ascend.
Yes.
That's how they came up.
And so I just am like, and I was like, I'm not going to touch them. But when the first aid people got there, they were like, we have to cut these off.
Right.
And they did. And I was like, she can't breathe. She has no airflow. She can't breathe. And she's already hit her head. I'm still, because once you start inline stabilization, Hartzell, you just said you got first aid certified, right?
Mm.
Did you do inline stabilization?
No. This was CPR, choking, AEDs.
I've done all that, but the biggest thing that I did was also spine boarding and in water and out of water inline stabilization. When people fall, when people dive and slam straight to the bottom, the biggest worry is neck injuries. See what I'm saying?
Sure.
So you have to do, so I had to have her head was between my knees and my hands were on her shoulders and on her head, like going back and forth, because once I realized she could move her arms, then I moved back from my knees, and then I just had my hands on her, basically my thumbs, my pinkies were on her shoulders, my thumbs were on her ears, just to make sure she does not move. And this guy's like, why are you touching her? And I'm like, this guy's a fucking psycho. It's insane.
Yeah. Well, that is why you have to ask for consent. You know,
she was passed out.
Well, then it's implied. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. But yeah, so you drive back from the mountains and, we get home at 12:08 or we're almost home at 12:08. We get home at 12 around 12:30. My wife gets a text from her mother. We're about 40 minutes outside of Charlotte.
Mm. Quick turnaround.
And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? That's why I sound like this. You thought I was going to sound relaxed. No. Do I sound stressed out?
I'd say so, yeah.
We get home. I get the car emptied. I get everything put away. I do all that shit. They were at the pool at 1:15.
Hey, man, I mean, we only got a couple weeks left. Pool's going to close for the season.
Fuck the pool, man.
Nah. My kids need exercise. It's 130 degrees outside.
They go to the pool.
The pool is how that gets done.
They go to the pool. The couple that we were with, they were like, wait a second. You guys are not you guys. They are already at the pool. And I said, yeah, they're at the pool. My mother-in-law goes to the pool with them. Today they're going. They're right now. They just left. They're going shopping. They're going to Old Navy to get like school clothes.
Tight. I used to like the back to school shopping, man. Back in when I cared about clothes, like this would have been. I mean, I was a late bloomer. Probably like 10th grade and on.
Yeah.
I didn't. I wore all kinds of stuff to school before that, man. I just like there was just
what does
no,
that mean? Okay, give me all kinds of stuff.
Like whatever was around. Like I used to wear the same Hootie and the Blowfish shirt to school like 3 times a week.
No.
Yes, dude. There's pictures.
Did you not get roasted for that?
I'm sure I did. I didn't care. I was like, it doesn't matter, man. I got the geography bee coming up here in a couple weeks. I got to lock in or whatever.
God damn.
Science fair. I mean, it was just total.
Do you have that shirt still?
I found a newer version of it, but the same logo. Yes.
Can you wear that on Friday, August 22nd?
You want me to wear my Hootie shirt?
Yeah.
I got to make a note of this. I'll forget. Sure, yeah. Man. I'll
write
wear
it
for y'all.
Dot.
I'll wear it for y'all. You want to see me in my Hootie shirt? Come to, what's the name of this place called? I already wrote it down.
Oh, Bond Brothers.
Bond Brothers. Thank you.
Yeah.
Friday, August 22nd. Doors open at 6. We're going to go on around 8.
It's a short show for us, too.
What does that mean? 2 hours? 2.5?
No, we're probably going to do an hour.
We'll see, though, man. We'll see.
We'll
I mean,
see.
There's plenty to talk about.
We're not putting a limit on it. Yeah, we're not putting a limit on it, and the event is going to last a few hours. So, like...
Yeah, we'll do, like, a meet and greet stuff and all that, too.
Yeah, we plan on hanging out. We plan on shutting this place down.
Bring plenty of cash, obviously.
Yeah.
We'll take Venmo.
We'll take Venmo.
But the $10 ticket gets you a free beer. So, like, you're already you're in, all right? You're in. You're drinking, having a good time, meeting social dignitaries. I mean, it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome.
Who are the social dignitaries?
I mean, people come to these events. They come to these live shows because they're like, I know this person. I listen to them. I read their stuff. I interact with them on social media, but I don't actually know this person.
Yeah.
So it's like internet friends, but in a healthy way, in a safe way.
Yeah, you get to meet Matt Brown, and you get to meet Joe Ovius. You get to meet Stephen Hartzell.
Yeah.
Michael Serber.
Serbs, are you going to do an acoustic set while we're there? Are you going to plug in, or?
I don't.
No.
I wasn't planning on it, but now you've said it on the podcast. So.
I mean, I'd be down.
I'm sure you would.
Bring a bongo, man. I'll lay down some beats.
I've heard your musical abilities, and you need to stay far away from me, sir.
I need some lessons, man. Help me.
I'm sorry.
I'm not singing.
It's too late. But like you'd have no. You want me to let you do a rhythm thing, but you don't have natural rhythm. Like
no,
I heard you
I
trying
rhythm.
To sing the.
I got rhythm, man. Come on.
Okay.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the vibe. I got it. Don't worry about
what,
me.
Are you just quoting Cool Runnings?
Yes. That's another shirt I had. Speaking of oversized shirts I used to wear to school, I bought a Cool Runnings t-shirt when we were on a cruise in Jamaica. This thing was gigantic, bro. I used
we
to wear
got
that
the
shit
one
to school.
Daddy and the one Sanka.
I had a REM shirt from the Monster
Jamaica.
World Tour 1995
team.
At the Omni. It was like a... Like a puke green yellow. It was like, it's like the color of bile. I had one of those.
I don't think it's okay for me to do that voice.
No, it's offensive, actually. Why don't you go clean that up in post?
Well,
no.
Hang on, though.
40 minutes.
It's a true like spoken dialect in Jamaica, though, right?
Yeah, patois.
What, patois?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at us at the on the same page, patois,
yeah, bro. Yeah. It is undecipherable. Like if I dropped somebody in Jamaica around Jamaicans talking, you would understand nothing.
Me can handle that. Yeah.
It's wild. And then they'll turn to you and be like, would you like a red stripe?
It's not that. I mean, I think you, if you know a little bit of Spanish and a little bit of French and you know English, you can figure out pretty much what they're saying.
Man.
Because I've watched, I've seen some, I've like watched some videos where like people go and they learn the dialects and go like speak it in the countries. And it's surprising like at the surface level what you can pick up. That's the same. But yeah, I imagine like just like hanging out in one of those houses, yeah, half of it's gone.
Oh my goodness. It's cool. It is cool. It's very cool. Yeah,
I feel like it's the same way in the South. Like, correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, I don't
feel like a lot of people could. I don't think a lot of people could come to North, South Carolina, Georgia, even
Alabama, Mississippi,
like Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi.
Louisiana is a different world. Louisiana is a different world.
It's because of Delta and shit, dude. I just saw Sinners. Have both of you guys seen Sinners yet?
No.
Felder, have you? Felder. This movie's so
good. I want to.
I hadn't seen it, and people kept telling me to see it, and I recommend you watch this movie if you have the next chance you get, which I know you don't get a ton of chances, but like, it's a sit down and watch the whole thing. It's longer, but it doesn't feel long.
It's on Max?
Yeah, it's on Max right now.
That's fine. I can watch that. I was going to see if it was, so I have a brand new free Paramount Plus subscription.
Yeah.
I do. Because I work for CBS.
Oh, another announcement.
Yes. Ba-da-da. I agreed in principle last week, and then yesterday I docu-signed the agreement. I am now I'm a contributor to Tar Heel 247.
Congratulations.
Tar Heel 24/7.
Go Heels, baby.
And I have some collaborators that I'll be working with. I'm going to do a couple videos a week. Going to try to make sure we get the social going. And yeah, that's me.
Duke is
and
puke,
I'll be,
am I
I'll
right?
be on the message board.
What does this mean for what are we doing for the upcoming season? Like, what does this look like? What's the cadence? Where are we going to be?
Are we going to be
in Chapel Hill for these games? Like, what's going on?
No. Somebody asked me that, and I said no. My agent did a good job of just making sure that they were like, Michael has like a life, you know?
I would have loved to have been there so I could have been like, yeah, what does that look like exactly? Can you expand on that life?
But he
Talk
has
to
like,
me about the life.
Well, I listen, shout out to my man, Kevin. He understands. Like, I'm on school improvement team. Mm-hmm. I'm on the superintendent parent family advisory council. I have a kid who's starting like full-time swim. And I'm involved in all of those things, like very much. I'm on the PTA board. Plus, I like being a national person. So what this role is two videos a week, 15 to 30 minutes. That's easy. That's like me doing my own podcast, right?
Yeah.
So two videos a week, plus contributing to the message boards where like basically they're responding to the videos that I put up. No problem. I'm actually going to do my first video. Well, it should come out Monday, Tuesday, and it will be a video of I'm going to go back and look at Bill Belichick's defenses from when he was a coordinator under Parcells to the Browns to the Pats. And how does this UNC's personnel fit in with that? That's one of my main things. I'm going to be an analyst. I'm not. If there's a kid that we're recruiting that's close, I will go and I'll shoot some video for it. No problem.
Wait, did you just go we on North Carolina?
Woo. Heels, baby.
We is like the team. The team of people
Duke
that.
I don't like Larry Munson over here, bro. God almighty.
Dukey, am I right?
Dude, I don't feel great, man. I don't feel good. I do not feel great. I haven't. You know how much I told you how much I weighed when I got on scale today, right?
No.
193.
Buddy, you're going backwards.
Yeah, I know.
It's amazing. A guy with one bowel movement over the last 5 days is losing weight.
I haven't eaten.
You should eat.
I can't.
Okay.
I don't understand how people can't.
Well, they just, you know, they burn calories and then their body says, replace these calories. And so they eat.
My body says, everyone, maybe stop talking and be away.
Guys, I need silence. I need quiet. Let me go do this podcast for 2 hours.
I'm not eating during this.
No, but if you wanted to snack, get like a Weetabix or something, you know, like a little Belvita, something safe.
I can't.
I wish I could help.
There's
you, man.
Really three do. Kids. Let's go through the. Let's go back through the rundown.
They're
three
not
kids
there now.
Three kids.
Uh huh.
A talkie family.
Mm-hmm.
My wife loves to talk to the talkie family. I can't eat.
Did you guys talk football out on the back porch? A little fire, maybe some s'mores. Talking ball.
It rained. Every night it rained.
Hey, Felder, what do you think about the Heels this year?
Well, they're App State fans.
Tough. The window has closed in the Sun Belt, folks. Hope you enjoyed the last three decades.
They were at App in 07. They were in the wife went to high school with one of the guys.
That's great, man. Armani Edwards ain't walking through that door anytime soon.
Yeah.
Neither is Scott Satterfield.
So it just was like a very. So I'm beat down.
It's JMU's time, baby.
Oh, my God. I talked to somebody about. Who's JMU's offensive line coach?
Oh, boy, that's a deep cut. You're going to have to give me a minute. JMU is picked to win the Sun Belt this year. So this isn't just me just blathering.
No, this is a real thing.
I'll look that up for you, buddy. Keep going.
Chris Smith is his name, and offensive line is his game. And, James, come on, JMU. Why don't you just do the thing where you just put his whole career on the site?
I'm seeing App State fourth in the East. Woof. Tough. It's a proud football program. Hate it for him.
Because I was doing.
But, hey, here's the good news, App State football fans. UNC basketball is going to start up in a couple months.
That's
so you'll be all right. Okay,
that's hard. Is UNC going to be good at basketball this
year? Doesn't matter. They don't care. They just get to wear that, you know, that shade of blue. Makes them feel good.
Dude, Boston makes me feel good. Shout out to Ray Parker Jr.
I'm sorry you don't feel well, Felder. I hope you feel better after this show.
Like, I truly,
it's Friday, like the weekend's coming. Sounds like you're going to get some quiet time to yourself after the show wraps up. So I am rooting for you, man. I just want you to
know. We got home at 12:30.
Care about you.
We're still on the same story. We got home at 12:30. I get a text from, I get an email / text from Kevin that was like, hey, we're having a conference call at 1:00. Now, I know you guys know, like, whether you go to the mountains or you go to the beach, your car is packed. Mm-hmm. I have to get everything out of the car. And are you guys, hang on, are you guys unpackers?
Not suitcases, but car, yes.
You don't go immediately?
No, I don't. Unless it's the dirty clothes suitcase, that gets unpacked right away.
Dirty clothes went immediately. Dirty clothes went straight from the car, straight into the washer. suitcases come out, all the clean clothes get split up into each, every, we have, now you guys are going to hear my psychosis. I have three spaces where clothes go. My wife's clothes go on the hutch. My clothes go on the bar. My kids' clothes go on the coffee table. So those all go there, and then I know where each one goes, so I know where I have to put each thing. So I, in that 30 minutes, I do all that stuff. I also have to unpack all the food that we didn't eat. Unpack the food. Okay, we're unpacking the food. And I'm just watching the clock, knowing I have this much time until I have to get on this call. And so I do it. And then everything that can stay out, you know, like corn or whatever, like things that can stay out, I'll get those in a second. Hop on the call, accept the job, DocuSign, we're done. Now I have a job. Now I have another job because I'm still going to be with Learfield anyways, right?
You know it.
Oh, and by the way, I fucking completely forgot to tell you guys. I got three Bradford pears cut down while we were in the mountains.
Win, dub, fly the flag.
And stumps grinded. So there are there's only one tree in the front of my house now, and it's Amelia, and she's a little girl. We got three trees taken down. How do you feel about that?
Man, long overdue. I know you've been wanting those things to come down. So congratulations. Mazel tov.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
L'chaim.
Useless wood, too. There's nothing you can really do with that.
Yep. They hauled it off.
Smart.
Stank-ass
trees.
I'm cooked, dude.
Yeah, like, no, I get it. But I mean, let's celebrate the fact that you got a gig, dude. That's fucking awesome. Happy
it's
for
tight.
You.
I'm excited. I'm excited for us to fire it up too for CSN. I will not sound like this. This is me at my like very like the lowest. Like from in the last, let's call it 16 days, 15 days, whatever it is. I have had to go. I went. Hang on. Not. I don't say had to. I got to go to Memphis and see my family. And then I got to go to the mountains. And then I get to see my mother-in-law in about 3 hours. Two, maybe. But I'm toast right now. Oh, and I also get to start this new job. But I'm toast. I'm cooked. Let's do some voicemails, man. Like Mike, I am. Can you can tell I'm toast. Like I don't sound like this usually.
Yeah, you sound pretty roasted.
Like I'm toast, man. Like I am. I hate driving, so I had to drive up and back. I hate the energy that my wife brings to the car.
Wow.
Fucking terrible. What?
Nothing. That's aggressive.
No, hang on. I hate the energy my wife brings to the car.
What are we talking about here? Fucking, like passenger
all
princess? Like what do we got?
No. Well, for me, it's all nerves and fucking, oh my God, everything's gonna, we're gonna crash and die.
Yes, exactly. That. Where it's like, she's pushing her imaginary brake on her side.
Yes, God damn it.
Like I hate that. I can't. Yes. Like it's hot. It's so. Like,
hey Felder, have you ever wrecked you guys before?
No, never.
Me neither. It's crazy.
Calm down. It's okay.
No, it's not okay.
Calm down. It's not okay. You don't have to deal with. You don't know what this is like. It's stressful to travel.
It's stressful because I'm already stressed driving.
And then but that's an added stress, and it's an anticipation too. You have to psych yourself out and be like, I have to react correctly to this energy in the car, otherwise I'm going to make things bad.
And then does she like grab your arm?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
And it's like the grabbing of the imaginary. We don't have the handles in the front of the her car, but she grabs where it would be, or like grabs the side of the door. And I'm like,
she grabs the side of the door.
I'm like, come on.
I know what I'm doing.
Or I'll get a brakes like a quarter of a mile.
There's lights, brake lights
in front of me, and I'm like, I know.
Yeah, I'm driving. I see them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That sounds unpleasant.
And when you're, because when I drive, and I, shout out to my dad. This is a thing, huge thing, and I'm sure your dad did an even better job, server. Like, you have to drive for everyone around you.
Yes.
And the problem is most people don't get taught that. Mm-mm. So I'm driving. What she's seeing is just what's directly in front of us. I am checking mirrors constantly. And I'm like, okay, this guy, I know that this guy's going to have to get over because the guy, there's two cars behind him that are flying. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to slow down. Or I'm going to speed up, either one, to make sure that this guy has space so that these other cars can go. And she's worried about just what's right in front of us. And I'm like, that's not the problem. The problem is these other guys that are going to become a big problem.
Mm. Bingo. I'm looking at everything.
Like, that's how I drive. I'm looking around. I wouldn't even call it defensive driving. I would just call it, like, you have to drive for the cars that you're with. You have to drive for the cars that are around you. And you have to make sure that everybody is safe. Mm. That's all.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And having someone grab your arm, stomp on a fake brake, and go, brakes, brakes. It's fucking stressful, dude.
You poor bastard.
It sucks.
Yeah, I can't relate to that. I'll be honest.
My wife just feels very safe.
No, she just feels very safe.
That's good.
No, she just knows she's fucked because of how terrible a driver you are. She's not worth it.
Sometimes she puts
not
her
help
hand,
anything.
You know, y'all's wives are grabbing for the emergency brake and the handle. You know what my wife does? She grabs my thighs. Woo.
Yeah, she wants to be holding on to you when she dies.
Ain't nobody dying. We're cruising, baby.
Hartzell's all over the fucking place. He's causing the zipper bullshit.
No. I'm an excellent driver. We've gone through this.
Slow around the driveway.
I could CDL my way to a nice career if I didn't have this nice career with you guys, honest, obviously.
Okay, we're good. All right, let's do voicemails.
Like, if there was a driving competition amongst the three of us, like, I would I would circle.
Hang on, time out.
Cerber saw it when we went to the play go-karts, when we went racing.
Yeah, that was that. You are the lightest person in the office. No surprise, therefore, that you were on the equipment that was all set up the exact same, faster than everyone else.
No, we traded cars.
You could literally line everyone else up. You could line everyone up by weight and see the finishing order of the cars at that track.
So you're they're so go-karts. So just to clarify, you are saying my ability to just smoke everyone when we went to
there
the
was no ability on that course. You just ran the whole thing wide open. Wow. You happened to be the lightest person.
Okay. That hurts me, man. Like, of all
it shouldn't hurt you. Why do you think Cabell was not giving you a run for your money?
I ain't worried about
why
that
do you
guy.
Think Cab was hanging out with me and Coulter in the group?
I mean, there's other small people in the office that got dusted. Just smoked.
Not as small as you.
Man, okay.
Chase wasn't on this trip. Chase would have whooped your ass.
No
hear
chance.
Me?
Ain't no yes. way. I am yes. insulted. I am insulted.
Well, I hate to say it. I don't want to give that much credit to dude who went to Syracuse, but he would have raced his ass off against you.
You ever seen that guy drive?
You probably got 20 pounds on him.
No chance, dude. Unbelievable.
Yeah, dude.
All right, fine. I got some voicemails.
Hartzell, what are you? You're what? You're like 165?
No
I'd
way,
say 165.
Man. No, I got a wagon, dude. Are you kidding me? I'm like 178, 179.
Yeah, this was several years ago, though. You were. I would say he was closer to 170 at the time that we did this race.
I am not in the 160s. I have not been in the 160s in a long
time. Who else was under 200 pounds? I'd give you Bickford at that point in time, maybe. But who else was under 200 pounds in the office?
I mean,
at that time. Name one person.
Adam's a small person. Jamie's a small person. Gabe's a small person.
Jamie was at the back because she was cruising around.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing, because if she was in my way, I would have put her in the wall.
Her and Dan Quartz were out for a nice Sunday drive. All right, you hear me?
Yeah, just toe-tapping on the brakes. Just tap dancing over there.
Those two were in the way. You know what? I didn't touch the entire time I was on that course? The brakes.
The brakes. Who touches brakes at go-karts?
Actually, there was one turn.
People don't know how to drive.
There was one turn. It was like a little hairpin. You had to slow way down ahead of it, but you accelerated through it. There was a rhythm to that turn, but that was the only place on the course where I touched brakes.
The irony here is that Cerber has spent more time in the car with me than maybe anyone.
Sure.
Multiple trips. Hoover, yeah. Atlanta, Nashville, uh-huh. Indianapolis. Sure. Yeah. Long mm-hmm. distance trips.
Uh-huh.
Mountainous terrain, flat terrain, low yeah. speeds, high speeds, city conditions.
Yes.
I'm an excellent driver.
Hartzell was making things very difficult. I've never said everyone around him, Felder. I did. Hmm? Felder, as everyone around him was struggling due to his incompetence.
No, this is a bit. This is a bit. And I need to clarify something. I have received comments, multiple comments.
From who?
From people who listen to this show.
Uh-huh.
Who were like, I can't believe that those guys just absolutely, go at you. And I'm like, first of all, it's a bit. Second of all, we all have a role to play here. And third of all, we're all friends.
We are friends. It's like a for bit. In real life.
It is what are a, we it, what are it, we going at you about? The fact that you steal shit? You do steal shit.
Just at like wrong opinions, like wrong tastes, like poor decisions, the driving. Yeah. I mean,
we're supposed to
driver.
Let that. We care about you.
I am
we're
a
supposed to let that shit slide.
Driver.
I think well. I think we are three very good drivers.
I think one of us is better than the others.
Okay. And you're saying yourself.
Yes.
I don't agree with this.
I mean, Cerber is genetically predisposed to be the best driver because his dad is a professional driver.
So maybe he is better.
But I have gleaned. I've learned from Cerber. I've absorbed like a sponge the last couple of years. I'll ask him questions when we're on the road. Hey, what would you do here? What would your dad do here? What does this mean? What does this signal mean? I mean,
well, I hope that you've taken the knowledge that I've shared with you to heart and you've put it to practice. If that's the case, then perhaps you've improved. All right. But you had a long way to go last trip with me. What was that? Nashville?
Probably.
I think that
was
Nashville.
That's a tough drive, too, man. That stretch of 40.
I couldn't take it anymore after that. Oh. That drive was so harrowing, I was like, you know what? Learfield, I'm out.
Yeah, that is true. After that,
remember when I came into your office and told you that?
Yeah, you said, hey, man.
You almost killed me. I got to go.
You almost killed me. I got to go.
All right, let's play some voicemails.
All right, here we go. Let's go back-to-back 214.
All right, let's see.
Guaranteed these are the same voice.
Hey, y'all, it's Jen in Dallas. I hate to break it to you, but Dave & Buster's and all of those places have it figured out. If it's a times play card where you get 2 hours of play or whatever,
yeah,
it almost certainly does not let you use it on any ticket-given games, only the fun games. Because, yes, my child is the same way. She only wants to play the fun game. She doesn't care about the ticket. And it drives me absolutely batty. But, yes, I have investigated that particular loophole, and they have anticipated it and closed it thoroughly.
Hmm.
Let's go.
I got to check this out.
All right, that's part one.
I got to check this out now.
Hey, y'all, it's Jen from Dallas.
Hey, y'all,
I am calling. I know I've mentioned before that I am fairly introverted. I like quiet, just like Felder, and don't like people talking to me. Unfortunately, I married an introvert. an extrovert, an extreme extrovert, and then had an extremely extroverted child with said extrovert.
Wow.
And I am about to begin a 2-day drive from Dallas to the northwest corner of Arizona.
Oof.
And I will get no peace the entire 2-day drive.
God damn.
If he's awake, he's talking, and so is the other one. And there is no sleeping in the car. They just stay awake and talk constantly. I feel you, Felder.
Thank you.
I feel you. Pray for me. Let's go.
Yeah,
Look, I don't want this to come across as like I'm not trying to mansplain here. I'm not. Jen, I do have a suggestion, and thank you for calling. But I do have a suggestion here. Fake an illness. Get in the back seat, and just say
she's driving.
Oh,
what illness can she fake that she also drives?
It's safer if she drives because he's clearly distracted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the kid can't drive. Kids right, don't pull their fucking weight. Yeah. You know, they don't work. They don't drive.
You're telling me. I got two of them.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I sound like this. This is why I sound like so tired. What I want in the morning is no talking.
Send that kid to camp.
School is coming.
What I want in the car is no talking. Unless I initiate the talking, I don't want talking.
Hey, Felder, I have to say this quiet. I have to say this quiet because of who's here right now. But what's your day?
What's my day?
Yeah, do you have a day, the day that's circled on the calendar where everything goes back to normal?
No.
Shit. Mine's August 15th.
August 15th. Okay. Mine is a little bit later than that.
For the rest of the school year.
Mine's a little bit later than that, and it's also the amount of things, the amount of mountains that I have to summit to get to the first day of school. There are so many of them. Hang on. In the mountains, do you know what the fuck I did?
You jet skied?
I bought all of her school supplies.
Online?
That would have been cool.
Online.
Sick.
Done.
They will be delivered here. I will take them in with a wagon on open house. I still don't even know who her second grade teacher is.
Yeah, they like to hold off on that.
You know what?
I didn't figure that out. I don't remember when my parents found that out when I was a kid.
I'm going to email the principal and just ask.
Probably just put it in a letter, man. Back in those days, it was like, hey.
Yeah, you got it in the mail.
Dear so-and-so, here's the deal.
Isn't this a consequential one? This is like the one time, Felder, you kind of called in a favor too, right?
Yes. About her being in class with Maddie, yes.
Yeah.
We'll see if it works.
So this does.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see.
I mean, this is interesting.
I
for one think
this would kill your narrative if you don't get your teacher, if your daughter doesn't end up in the right place.
God.
Or it could reinforce it.
It could reinforce it. I think it's going to reinforce it. That's my prediction. Like, if you're asking me to put a bet on it, that's where I'm putting the money.
Listen, I'm rooting for you. We're all rooting for you here, buddy.
Yep.
Nobody's rooting against you, okay?
Yep.
Just to clarify.
Like money.
Like, I'm not worried about it. Like, I am
That's not true.
What?
You're worried about it.
No, I don't give a shit.
Not worried. Concerned, perhaps. Or intrigued.
No. What I just said is the answer. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. You don't get to be in class with your best friends all the time. That's fucking how it works.
That's life.
That's life. Like, Frank Sinatra, right?
Yeah.
Like, just like when we were driving home, she was like, I'm not feeling too well. And I was like, oh, wow, you're not feeling too well? You got in the fucking hot tub at 8 in the morning and had waffles.
Hot tub.
Or pancakes. You had pancakes, got in the hot tub, and then played Switch. Like,
Lover, join me for Animal Crossing in the hot tub.
You don't feel great? I wonder why. Go out and touch some fucking grass.
Let the sound of our lovemaking reverberate off the walls.
Go out and touch some fucking grass.
Methinks me heard the shouts of pleasure through the night.
Go out and touch some fucking grass.
Touch some grass.
It's my favorite insult.
Go outside, nerd.
Yeah, go outside, on, nerd.
Go on, nerd.
Get outside, nerd.
My kid tried to hit me with the my stomach hurts the other day.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I was like, your stomach hurts because you're anxious. Yeah. Like, you're making yourself worried. I know what this looks like. I've been there, okay? You're fine.
I throw up because my stomach hurts. You know what I don't do? Complain about it.
Yeah.
I throw up because I'm anxious.
I stopped complaining about things hurting. Well, let me ask you this. When you guys were kids, if you said, hey, my head hurts, what would your family say? What would your parents, grandparents say?
Take an Advil.
Felder?
Do something about it.
My family would say, if I had a head like that and it didn't hurt, I'd worry.
Mm. God.
That was the response every single time. So I just stopped saying when things hurt.
So that's...
because I got a big head.
That's the thing bad. For me. I also have a big head, obviously. My parents would always go, what did you do about it? And I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, did you try to take like an Advil, like Hartzell mentioned? Did you try to, did you lay down? Did you rest? Whatever.
Yeah, and no, what I didn't do that. They were like, nah, you're ugly, you know?
Well, no, what I was, yes. What I realized is most people don't have that. Oh my God, I feel so sick. I think the sushi was bad. Did you take an Imodium? No. Okay. Well, then what? I can't help you.
Yeah. Come on.
Because there's nothing I can do for you that's better than what Imodium could do for you. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, my elbow. When I fell, my elbow hurts. Did you take an ibuprofen? Oh, you didn't.
Tough.
Wow.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough scene.
Yeah, man.
So you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm a classic complainer. Classic. Full life, all life complainer. Love it. It's my favorite thing to do.
P-P-P-O-P.
Like I'm a classic complainer.
Yes, you are.
But what do? There's two things I do. I address the complaint. One. Two, I also still fulfill what I'm supposed to do. I just like the complaining part. Now, I know my wife, my dad, my mom, they don't want to hear me complain. But they also know, hey, Michael will get the job done. He's just going to talk. He's going to complain about it the whole time as he does it. And this started from a very early age when I had to. No, have I told you guys about this? Because now my lawn is completely different because we got those trees taken out. And I guess we don't have the spider grass anymore. Because they ground the stumps up, and I think they ground up the spider grass too. But anyways, my lawn's mowed. It looks good. Did I send you guys a picture?
No, send it.
I'll send you a picture.
I'll count with a picture of my lawn, and we can have somebody decide which one looks tighter.
Okay, I should have access to post now. Thank you.
So my lawn's pretty tight right now.
All right, let me hang on.
Like, yes, it's August, but it's been wet, so everything's alive.
It's been raining.
Everything's alive. You'd love to see it. I'm ready for the fall. I'm ready for the cool down. Like this cold front that's rolling in tonight. Let's
go. Yeah, I know. Oh, I told them that it's going to get cooler tonight.
Do they believe you?
No. They don't listen to anything I have.
Because I give out weather forecasts and people are just, they're very dismissive.
Do you think that my wife and my daughter listen to me?
Why are you off mic right now?
Because I'm standing up to take a picture of my yard.
Ah, very good.
Why are you getting on Felder's case so hard? He's had a rough week.
I'm poking him, man. I feel like he's going to snap. Like I feel like
I'm about to push it. I'm still on headset, just for the record. I was still on fucking headset. I can hear you.
Yeah, I know. I understand, but your audio sounded like you were in another place.
There used to be two huge trees there. Done. Send. There were two huge trees there before the mailbox. They are gone.
Oh, wow.
Jessica.
Full sun. Yeah, you saw where I said that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got some work. You got some work here, man.
I'm not doing shit.
Are you planning on? I mean, they did a really good job with the trunk, with the stump removal.
Yeah.
But now you've got an opportunity to fill that in.
I'm gonna let the Zoysia just go.
Yeah. See, now we get to why that grass is better, which we've been saying since the beginning of this podcast.
Well, yes, from the
he doesn't have to reseed that area.
That's
it's
opinion.
A creepy crawly grass. It's gonna take that area over.
How long?
Without
is it
any
take?
Additional funds.
How long?
A season.
Year. 1 year?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the before picture.
Yep.
Yeah.
I want to see 8/1/2026.
That's fine. I don't care. Like, I'm not wrong.
He's
not. Have
wrong
you gone to Grass University?
No.
Different kind of grass. You went to JMU, which is a different kind of grass
you
university.
You went to GU, huh? Okay, very good.
I've gone to Grass University. Have you gone to Hot Hort?
Mm-mm. Nope, you got me there too.
Yeah, I have.
Neat.
This grass, all I have to do is keep this weed free, which that mulch from the stump grinding is going to do.
Okay.
Yep. So I'm not worried about it. The Zoysia is going to take over that whole entire space.
Hartzell, it's the same reason that when I moved into this house, there was centipede grass
yes.
on a road and a hillside next to my field. And I've never planted centipede grass, and I've never done anything with it. And now 3/4 of my field is centipede grass. Because that's how that type of grass fucking works. It's the beauty of it. It's very low maintenance. It's expensive. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Felder. These types of grass are usually expensive startup. Because
they
but
are.
Like, and you do have to wait, you know, if you're not going to be seeding it. And it's also not recommended to seed it because
yeah
it's it'll take not, like it has in my front yard, but now I'm just dealing with the time of it taking over all the other shit that was there.
It
but
just,
on
it,
something where there's
yes.
nothing, it doesn't have to take anything over. It immediately thrives.
We
it seeks out
nothing.
Those areas.
Yeah. All right. All
but
right.
It's truly like the grass is gonna do it.
It's gonna do
they
it.
they have the runners or like the rhizomes, like they're gonna just they're like, oh, wow, more space. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Time to yep. stretch, huh? All right. Well,
yeah.
I'm rooting for you, like I said.
You don't have to root for me.
That's well done. Nicely played. Rooting for you. Get it?
they don't really have roots. They got rhizomes.
Let's play a voicemail.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Let's go to 314.
Beer.
Hey, Hit B. This is Josh in 314. The corner of 314 that is about a 5-minute bike ride from the Anheuser-Busch Brewery. Felder.
Nice.
There is good news. You happen to love a beer that is less susceptible than most to UV radiation. It's not just light. If it's in a hot room, if it's changing temperatures, same thing's going to happen to it. But there's not very much hops in the Budweiser product. They get most of their flavor from rice and malt. And
yes.
So even though you're doing what you can to protect your beer, it's almost never going to taste any different. Thanks. Let's grow it.
It's an informative voicemail there.
Very good.
I have been to that brewery. Oh, fuck. I have to do a show. God damn it.
You mean to let you go?
I think so.
That's it?
That's the
great
show.
Call.
I have a show at 11.
Felder has a job, folks. That's the
this
show.
No,
now. This is a different thing. This is radio in the triangle. But yes. Fuck.
Make sure you promote our show in the triangle in a couple weeks. Yeah.
I thought it was for noon. But no, thank you for telling me that I was right about that. I appreciate that. We have three voicemails that we're going to save. Is that correct?
That is correct. Make sure you promote this live show when you're on live radio in the Triangle.
I will.
The live Bond show Brothers. At Bond Brothers in Cary, North Carolina on Friday, August 22nd from 8 to 11 p.m. Doors opening at 6 p.m. featuring Matt Brown of Extra Points with us, Hand in the Dirt. And you're talking about the show where $10 entry includes a free beer ticket?
That's right.
Got it.
That one.
I have a voice. I'm on the call now, and I also have to stop this alarm from going off.
Why don't you nail the dismount and chug some
folks,
water?
Thank you so much for tuning into the show. We love it. We stand a king. Let's grow.